Well, Expose, that we were just discussing there, the ABC investigation into the Kelly Lane case, comes amidst a wave of success for true crime investigations on television and particularly on podcasts. Our TV guy, Michael Bodie, is a true crime addict. Hello, Michael.
Hi, Fran.
You've been watching Exposed. How do you think it stacks up in a pretty crowded marketplace of true crime stories, not necessarily all on the telly?
It's pretty good. I was dragged.
I think it's great.
I was dragged. Well, there you go. I was dragged kicking and screaming to it, I've got to say. I'm sort of over this true crime stuff. And there's so much of it that there's even been a parody. We've mentioned briefly a great parody. It's very puerile, but American Vandals on Netflix, which does the genre very well. So there's been a few. The big one is Making a Murderer, and that's come back for a second series. So, and that was, that sort of raised the bar in some respects because it was very first person, and it was pushing you down a line. It wasn't objective. It was sort of, I'm interested in how the genres sort of changed. There's always been true crime in news and current affairs. It's been a staple of commercial TV, but the genre sort of changed now, where the journalists, in this instance Caro and Elise Worthington, sort of play more the viewer rather than in the old days. On you had the star journalist, like the 60 Minutes guy, who you'd sort of go, oh, I'd love to be George Negus. But now the journalists are more sort of playing the viewer, and they're sort of investigating and trying to drag the viewer.
Well, they're
through.
Doing both. They're that and the detective.
Yeah, there's a bit. Look, that's the one thing I'd say about this. It's a bit too processy, about sitting around in the office, you know, with the cliche of all the photos on the wall and stuff, like a CSI episode.
Yeah, but is it a cliche if it's actually happening, if that's the way they're doing it?
Well, there's no red strings between everything.
Knock it off.
That's what they're missing. But it is pretty compelling. But the other thing, as with Making a Murderer, is something happened at the end, and that's what I fear is not going to happen tonight.
And that's all these true crime stories, you can't solve them all. I mean, they're not all solved.
Yeah, yeah, that's
and
why.
And just leaves the listener or the viewer with a little bit of a.
That's why we watch fictional drama, Murder, She Wrote. You find out who did the murder at the end of each episode.
Anyway.
But it's very strong, and the final episode tonight at 8:30 on the ABC. And as Caro just said, there's no doubt they'll have to do more episodes because more stuff has come in.
Also on the ABC this week, a big new Australian drama on Sunday night. It's called Pine Gap.
Pine Gap's a spy base. All of America's intel and Russia, China, the Middle East, India, Pakistan, and North Korea comes from all just down that road. Most people outside of Alice Springs don't even know Pine Gap exists, which is just the way the government likes it. Because anything America uses Pine Gap for, Australia is automatically involved in too. Drone strikes, war crimes. Although, without it, the Alice Springs economy would collapse, or so I'm told.
This espionage thriller comes from Greg Hedrick and Felicity Packard, two of the major writers of the Underbelly series. I wasn't an Underbelly fan, but what do you think? Does it reach those heights? It's pretty well received.
Very different. This is an ABC drama, so there's no gratuitous nudity and stuff. So, but this is and it does set you up pretty quickly with a very internal opening scene at Pine Gap in one of the, I suppose we call them the bubbles or the balls, where
the
video screens are all happening, and there's an international incident.
Do they have access to it? No.
It looks, I don't know, I haven't got into the production, but
We will find out because we are speaking to one of the lead actors on this on Breakfast tomorrow, so we will find out the answer to that question.
Yeah, and there are some what seem to be great drone shots going across either a very good computer simulation or over Pine Gap. So you do get a good sense of what's there. I do think they've had some access because you can't do this off the top of your head. It hasn't got a major cast. Jacqueline McKenzie is probably the only real big name. Simone Kessel and Stephen Curry are in it. But
Stephen Curry's a pretty big name in Australian series now.
He is, but he doesn't come in too early. But I like that about it because you're not laboured by these names and how you expect their character to turn out because of their star billing.
I haven't seen it, but I understand it's got a bit of a Chinese subplot that's turning into a bit of genre.
It is, isn't it? We're very fascinated. All our drama writers are very fascinated about the drama. So it's all about the tension between the Australian and the Americans, and it goes all the way up to ANZUS and whether, you know, there's interesting questions raised early about, you know, does the US really need us or want us? Will they defend us? And then you've got the other another plot with a Chinese mining company taking over some sacred lands. I think it's a slow burn, but it's only six episodes. But it's pretty sharp. It's very interesting what it's raising, and it's high quality, and it's something different. So I'm into this one.
Sounds right up my alley. What else are you into? What should we look out for this week, just briefly?
Well, the word is out. Doctor Who was pretty good. The return of Doctor Who with Jodie Whittaker as the first female Doctor Who.
How'd she go?
She's pretty good, actually. I quite liked her. So that's Monday nights. Began last night on the ABC. Perfect Match. Speaking of old favourites, back.
Gee.
Perfect Match is back as Blind Date on Channel 10 on 7th
God,
on Monday
that goes
night.
Even further back. Blind Date, I think.
Yeah,
so
they couldn't get the rights to Dexter.
I was going to say, have the robot?
No, you've only got Julia Morris as host. And one of the hits of the US series, the US TV series season currently, Manifest, a big drama about a lost plane, which looks like Lost, is on Wednesday night at 8:30. So we'll be looking in to see if there's anything exciting from US drama, which isn't working on commercial TV at the moment.
Michael, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michael Bodie, our regular TV guy. There's some real gems for you this week. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 29 minutes to 9.